Our Horton Locker Room Chat continues tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamil. We're joined by the boys basketball coach over at Horton. That's David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. And, Coach, a lot to dive into here in a short amount of time, but a game we can discuss from last Friday on the road at Jackson Heights in the first game out of the break. And, you know, your team into the break 5-0, but a Jackson Heights team ready to play. Last Friday, 54-48, the final score. Cobras get the win. So I don't know if you call it essentially a wake-up call, but just how do you kind of dissect how that game played out on Friday?
Well, first of all, I thought Jackson Heights, Coach Plattner, did a great job with switching up their defenses early, doing some different things. And I didn't think we adjusted very well to it. We were slow. We were methodical. We had the ball stuck too much, especially against their zone. Now, they played man most of the second half. But, I hope it's a wake-up call for us. I think we've got to do some things, and then that'll fall on my shoulders, too, once we get to practice again finally to, you know, prepare a little better maybe for games. I don't know. I mean, we had plenty of time to prep for them, and we talked about what they did and watched a lot of film. But I thought they executed. They executed, and we didn't. We didn't do some of the things that we've been doing. And so hopefully we can get that fixed and get started back out of this break.
Yeah. When you look at a game like that, and, you know, obviously the Friday, Tuesday turnaround's always, you know, fairly quick, but this week with the weather, you know, we had no games on Tuesday night. So is it a little frustrating that you weren't able to get the team back out there to try to right that ship, against a Riverside team, or how do you kind of just ultimately handle, you know, this kind of a situation where we have all these cancellations and postponements?
Well, you know, fortunately we had some experience with this last year, so it's just one of those deals. Everybody's doing it. Most everybody I know up in the area is having the same issue, and, you know, it's one of those you'd like to get back and get that taste out of your mouth, I think. Get back to playing, or, you know, at least get into practice and talk about some of the things that, you know, we can work on to get better. But we haven't even been able to do that. So hopefully we can get back to it, you know, tomorrow and then get prepped for Friday's game.
Yeah, we do have a Friday game on tap, and a team you've already seen inside the Northeast Kansas League in Oskaloosa. You played them back on December 20th right before the break, and it was a 48-43 win that you guys were able to get on the road. Now you're going to get them at home on Friday, so a pretty quick turnaround between the matchups. You know, take us back to that one. You know, what were kind of the keys to get that win, and then adjustments, if any, you know, going into this one on Friday?
Well, they're a very dangerous team. They've got a kid that can shoot pretty well from the outside, a pretty good big inside, and you know, they've shown that against some other teams, jumping out early on them. And you know, I felt like we fought through some adversity there. We didn't play very well the first half and were able to come out the second half and then, you know, outscore them, I don't know, 15 maybe or 13, something like that in the second half and get the win. So hopefully we can kind of right the ship and do what we need to do since we're familiar with them. We know where some of their strengths are, you know, but right now I really am more probably concerned with us. And hopefully if we can take care of us, then we'll let the chips fall and hopefully things will go well.
There it is. Horton boys basketball coach David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank, coming off the loss to Jackson Heights last Friday. No game on Tuesday, but a scheduled tilt with Oskaloosa coming up at home for them on Friday this week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. We'll see you then.